This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Healthy and strong nursery pigs are essential to ensuring that each animal reaches its maximum potential. If a piglet does not receive the essential minerals and nutrients, it can limit their potential in the long run. We will hear more from Jeremiah Nemechek with Novus next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Jeremiah Nemechek is a tech services nutritionist with Novus, and he says that Novus has been focusing on piglet health very early in the pig's life cycle.
We've realized that you need to build a stronger piglet early, right after weaning, in order for them to succeed later in life as well. It's not just that one point in time. If you can help set them up for more success later, that's one of the keys. Nutrition obviously plays a big role in that.
He adds that piglets need to be able to handle stressors early in life.
Absolutely. And that's both the vulnerable pigs, so maybe the smaller, lightweight ones, but also you see some of those heavier, robust, what seemingly good pigs hit the nursery and still don't always succeed. So we're thinking about all of those nursery pigs when we're talking about this.
Nemechek details the challenges in dealing with nutrient deficiencies in pigs.
When you think about nutrient deficiencies and those types of things, I mean, oftentimes a lot of us formulating diets, we have a pretty good grasp on what the requirements are for the animal. But that still has to get to the animal. It has to get to an form that they can eat, and they have to actually want to eat it as well. So if they're facing a disease challenge, they may not eat as much. And so there's challenges with getting the nutrients to the pig, and then once it also gets to the pig, it needs to be in bioavailable, readily available forms. And so it's not just knowing what to feed, it's actually all the steps of getting it to them in a form that's available and that they can utilize best.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.